And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We have a great show for you today. Pete Gray out of the studio, on the water, doing some fishing, but boy, are we having some fun today. It's Corey and I in the studio with Captain Tim Ekstrom of the Royal Star, fresh off the boat. We're going to be talking fishing and talking a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
It's Ford Truck Month, San Diego. Get after it in the 2022 Ford F-150 and take on the weekend with an available tailgate work surface to get the party started and available Pro Power onboard to keep it going strong. It's Ford Truck Month at your San Diego County Ford dealers, and there's no better time to get exclusive offers on a Ford F-150. New inventory is arriving daily, and the lots are filling up, so head to your San Diego County Ford dealers today. Now during Ford Truck Month, get 1.9% Ford credit financing for 60 months on a 2022 Ford F-150. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers. Learn more at buyfordnow.com. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 1.9% APR financing for 60 months at $1,748 per month per $1,000 financed regardless of down payment. Not available on Raptor, Tremor, and Lightning. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 1-3-2023. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts and over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Accurate, Aftco, Calstar, Gamakatsu, and Costa. Don't miss all the great seminars, the huge raffle to benefit Rollo Kids, the popular casting contest, and of course, the huge sale. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Saturday, November 5th.
Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, it's just one of those fun shows looking forward to.
No doubt. Corey, stoked to have you in here and certainly stoked to have our good buddy Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. And always fun, Tim, when you're in here. But, man, you know, we talk about fresh info. You're as fresh off the boat as they come. Just came back from a great trip. And, yeah, how's things going? Stoked to have you. Good morning.
It's funny when you come on Let's Talk Hookup. You know, this is fishing in 2022 where you got off the water and, you know, you report about miles and miles of big bluefin and 100 pounders. It's just old hat.
You know, here we go again.
Again. You know, it's remarkable this year in particular. What really stands out, I was thinking about it, I was driving down here, there's fish everywhere this year. Yeah. You know, we've had the past few years, it seems like the whole coast sweeps up and everything packs in up here in the Southern California Bight. And, you know, that's where 90%, 95% of the fish that are available on the coast are. This year, we've actually seen where, whether it be the ridge, outside the ridge, Alejos Rocks, and then the area we call the beach between, say, Punta Eugenia and Abriojos, and outside of, say, the coast from like Point San Carlos to above Bonita. There's fish everywhere.
Crazy.
Everywhere. And then from, of course, outside San Quintin all the way up, there's that, especially that smaller tuna. Like, this was a great year for recruitment on yellowfin tuna because that little stuff, you know, the little dudes, 5 to 8.
Oh, no kidding. I didn't know that.
They're everywhere. They're absolutely everywhere. Really bodes well for the next two, 3 years. You'd hope so anyway. But between that and then, of course, the bacteria of the ocean, the Dorado. I mean, have you ever seen anything like
this? This was crazy.
Yeah, and this is, I mean, this is like a grain of sand up here compared to what's going on.
Come on.
Everywhere. Yeah, everywhere from, again, outside, I don't even, Cabo, Puerto Vallarta, everywhere you go, everywhere west, certainly from Magbay north, everywhere, if you
every
find
kelp, every floating, everything.
Everything. Yeah, as long as it's good water, of course.
Sure.
We're talking about 65 degree water on the beach, but everywhere you go, if you find something floating in good water, it's going to have Dorado and lots of them.
Like, crazy.
You're sitting on the anchor at Aleo's Bank on the ridge, whatever, and just wave to them. They just torture you.
Just come through.
Yeah, you're trying to catch, you know, whatever it is, your tuna or fishing for your yellowtail, and oh, here we go again. Everybody's all of a sudden, oh, yeah. 20 of those blue bastards jumping around. It's like, God, you know.
No kidding.
Yeah, you can't
crazy.
Get away from them. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, when you're just sitting on the anchor, you become a kelp and just open water, schools of them just come flash through.
Yeah, or drifting even out here offshore. I mean, that happened to us numerous times. And the reason I characterize it as a negative is because, you know, you can only, especially down below, you can only keep 6 of them and they count as 15 towards your total
sure.
length. So we really don't. We're really not targeting
yeah.
them until either the back end of the trip or we're being real judicious about how many we keep.
Of course.
So, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't want those things, man. Of course, when you don't want it, you know what you're catching. You know,
right.
There's everywhere.
I'm sure all boats do, but I mean, I've had the very fortunate time to get to fish with you a bunch of times on the Royal Star, and you guys, you keep track of every single fish that goes in the hold so you can make decisions like that. You know what I mean? Every person, every fish, everything that goes in it. I mean, there's no gray area. There's no, I don't worry about that. I mean, like, they all... You know, you guys are by the book, and so you can, but then you get to do that. You know, you get to assess the limits and say, okay, you know, you've got X amount of fish. We, you know, you need to, you know, obviously it's up to the passenger, but you need to not keep these 4 so that you can keep a bunch of extra on the backside.
Right. I have to credit Randy for that. Years ago, I mean, we've been doing this for,
yeah.
It pretty much coincided with the whole RSW introduction and all that, but Randy was adamant about marking each individual fish, and yeah, there was a lot of grousing about it because it slows the process down.
I'm sure.
It's like, God, you got to stop and count every one and mark it, you know. But once we started doing it, of course, you fall in the routine. It becomes your routine. It has made the biggest difference to anglers in how they go about.
How they strategize.
Well, how they strategize, yeah. Exactly. How they go about their business, what they choose to keep, when they choose to keep it, and I have seen that the ultimate result is anglers are far more responsible about what they take
right.
because they see it right there. You know, you never get that into the trip where, oh my God, I can't believe I caught this many. I don't, you know, I, no, they know.
You've seen it the whole time.
And we've seen it every, you know, again, it's a long time in practice now, but we see it throughout the course of the trip. You know, somebody comes up and they look at the list, they reference the list because it's right back there in the bait tank. Oh, I got 6 tuna, I got 8 yellowtail, I'm good. You know, I really don't need any more. They start releasing fish, you know, they pull the throttle back.
Sure.
You know, you see them up
Give
top.
Give fish to a bud, whatever.
Yeah, or you see them up top, you know, having a beer or instead of, you know, going hard at it, it's like, I only want 1 or 2 more, they're biting good. Maybe you catch a fish on a surface iron.
Yeah, totally.
You know, try something different, mix it up. It's made such a difference. And like you said, compliance is huge. You know, I mean, we have to walk.
Right.
We talk the talk. You got to walk the walk also. And does it slow down the process? Yeah, it does a little bit, but who cares? The benefit is far outweighs any negatives, you know. And it again, I mean, hey, we're talking 2022.
Yeah.
You got to be correct about how you go about it. You know what I mean? We are the face of I don't want to say conservation, but we are, you know, we're on the front lines being in the recreational fishery. We're the ones that should be setting the example.
And it's being conservative and it's being respectful. Respecting the harvest. You're respecting the resource. And
as we should.
Yeah, yeah right.
And in the end, you know, you can only,
Yeah,
you can only utilize so much. I think a great example are these bluefin. You know, remember when the limit got cut back to six, you know, TNA,
sure.
And oh my gosh.
What are we going to do?
Yeah, it was like you've lost a limb or something, you know. But now, how much better is it?
Oh,
especially when you're talking about these fish. You know, you go out there, your average fish is 100 pounds or eat 60 pounds, 80 pounds. You get six of those on a trip 3 days or longer, or, you know, four on a 2 day, whatever it may be. Even two on an overnight trip or a day and a half. That's a lot.
That's a lot of fish.
A lot.
Tim, correct me if I'm wrong, but when that limit went through, the two per day per person, the same time Mexico put a cap on their...
That's right. They just
on their catch, too.
Yeah, they followed along, and it's great. I mean...
It worked for everybody.
It works, and it makes perfect sense. I mean, you just don't need any more than that. You know what? That enables us to fish for
right.
that much, you know, that many more. I mean, that really is what opened the door for us. You know, we were facing either a poundage quota or if we could back off the overall catch, that opened the door to fish throughout the season.
Yeah.
You know, what a difference.
What's the right call? Totally.
I have a question in the whole bluefin thing. So we've had them around for 7 years. I mean, roughly in that kind of, I mean, they've been around in a pretty big number and big fish. Are there new fish? Are there smaller fish coming into the mix? Is it the same batch of fish? I mean, what do you see?
So the way it works based on the tagging data is that new fish come over every year. That's generally that smaller fish, that call it 15 to 25 pound fish. You know, that fish, it migrates over. And then some of it does migrate back, but a portion of it seems to break off and just spend however many, you know, months, years.
Whatever it takes.
Going up and down on the West Coast. Like, in the wintertime, they'll go down there. The last few years, they've been camping out kind of above Benitas. They'll go down that far, maybe outside Benitas. And they go up as far as Oregon, Washington. They just go up and down the coast. And a percentage of them just stay here for 5, 6, 7 years until they get big, you know, whatever, 150, 200 pounds, and then go back over and
do their thing.
And do their thing, exactly, where their thing is most productive. So, but more fish add on every year. That's why we see these different size classes, and that's the best indication of the healthy fishery is that, you know, we're catching 20-pounders, we're catching 60-pounders, we're catching 90-pounders, you're catching 150-pounders, you're catching 200-pounders. That's all different year classes of fish that just continue to accumulate. So, you know, you're bringing new feeder fish. And we saw exactly that this year. Remember, we had a pretty – there's a good period of time where there was a lot of that 20-pound fish.
Yeah, 20 to 40.
We didn't catch much of it. You know, they didn't bite all that great early, but you see them everywhere, giant foamers of them, you know. And we caught some early, and then – you know, wherever those things probably, and from what I see right now, I mean, there's a few of them around out there. We had some of that 30 to 60 pound fish, but most of it's probably, you know, they packed their bags and left a while ago. And what's hanging out now are the ones that have been here for however many number of years. You know, most of it's that 60 to 200 pound fish.
Crazy.
That's around.
It's crazy.
This year was, you know, every year we say the same thing. I mean, how could there possibly be more fish? You know, we've never seen this much. I remember talking with you guys about it 3 years ago.
It's not possible to put more fish in the bite.
And then the next year, there's more. And then this year, there's even more.
Crazy.
That, still, right now, when we were coming up the coast the other day, we were making a 300-mile jump, you know, came up to, we caught a bunch of fish down below. It was great. Had enough of that and wanted to finish off with those trophies. Just out in the blue, we were west of roughly Punta Banda, out there 100 miles. You know, we're out in the middle of 31 and on the outside of the 118 block. Two big breezes of bluefin driving through there in the middle of the day.
Just really?
Crazy.
Random.
Yeah.
They're still seeing them down the coast. Random
crazy.
Schools. So all that bluefin, you know, what we saw in the last few years is everything went up there outside of Clemente, between, you know, Tanner, Cortez, and up above.
And even above?
Yeah, I mean, it was a ghost town if you got south of, say, the 32 latitude.
Okay.
But this year, there's...
It's just as good up above.
That's right. There's all that fish up there in between the islands, outside, and then there's
still
a huge body of fish down below, too.
Crazy.
So, you know... You have to marvel at it. Then, like I told you, you add in all of that yellowfin, all of that Dorado. Great yellowtail. But how did that yellowtail fish, you know, the kelps earlier in the year?
It was Cedros Guadalupe size, 25 to 30 pounders. I mean, like, you'd look at the day and a half guys unloading, and, you know, two fish fill up the full length of a dock cart. Right. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah, it was really something else. I mean, that whatever, 15 to 25 pound fish add-ons that were bigger. Unbelievable.
Crazy.
And unbelievable how long it lasted.
Yeah.
Right? You know, usually you get one wave kind of goes through maybe a couple weeks, and those things just... I mean, for a month we were catching those, and a half.
How just about kelp patty fishing in general? It went from the best grade yellowtail you could ever remember to every single kelp loaded with Dorado. You know, I mean, Dorado became, like, not even a factor for a long period of time. Like, you know, the Liberty Go, a day and a half trip Go, like, you knew that was in the bag. You know, anything you got close to that's floating.
I call that supermarket fishing.
Supermarket.
It's like going to the supermarket.
You can choose what you want.
You know, you go on a three-day trip. It's like, well, today we're going to get our Dorado and our yellowtail. Then we're going to fish for yellowfin tomorrow, you know, outside. Yeah. Then the last day we're going to go up, we're going to get our bluefin. And you do.
How good does that feel when one of those trips, when you know the stars are aligned, you're behind the wheel, you got good bait and good crew and good passengers, and you just know you're about to go get them?
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
That's awesome.
As opposed to the other way.
Yeah, sure.
I'm amazed at how many times, though, you guys, when we leave the dock, and you know, fishing, it's peaks and valleys, and you know, you're all fired up to go on your trip, and you go down there, and it just falls on its face. You know, like a day before you leave, you're just, oh my God, here we go.
Yeah, 20 knots of wind coming.
Yeah, the whole 9 yards, and you just leave, you're just doomed. You know? but 99% of the time, something comes around. I mean, you pull it off. You go somewhere where you wouldn't expect it. There's a big school. Like I said, it lays down. Something develops during that week time frame where, you know,
and
it's amazing the consistency of it.
And that's the beauty of long range fishing, is you have the days to get it. Because if you have a day or two where it's slow and you pick and scratch, you have the next day and the day after that and the day after that to, you know, and they just accumulate.
Right. Or even if you just have to pick and scratch. Like I said,
sure.
By the end of the trip, you know,
there's a big pile there.
That's exactly right. Or there's certainly enough.
That's
and
cool.
And then, you know, throw in the whole scenic element and everything else. I mean, we've talked about that plenty, about what there's so much more to a long range trip, to a fishing trip, but especially a long range trip. There's so much more than just the fishing.
100%.
You know, I mean, a big part of it is just being out in that boat.
Yeah, camaraderie
with like-minded people, and just away from the tech world, away from just being bombarded by, you know, you can actually take your phone and put it away, turn it off,
totally.
Put it under your pillow, put it under your bunk, forget about it. I mean, it just. The value of that is pretty
huge.
Yeah, it's hard to really relate to that because
totally.
We're also plugged in all the time. It's nice. It's nice to get out there and just
unplug.
Yeah, see parts of the world and places and things that you know, if you don't have your head buried in a screen, you know, it actually, I mean, to me, it certainly. It kind of rejuvenates one, you know, from the inside out.
Totally,
it's a soul-fulfilling experience.
And
you
probably take it for granted. I mean, being on the water 300 days out of the year, but seeing all the whales and the along with the bluefin and the biomass and all the chovy, comes the humpbacks and the blue whales and just that kind of life. And like you're saying, adding to the trip.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't. Like, I don't take any of it for granted.
Yeah.
I recognize the value of all that. This is a very special thing. I mean, if you look at the, you know, the population as a whole, what percentage of people actually get out there
and
get to see things that you know, what, yes, are all too common for us, but... You know, relative to the big picture, it's an amazing, amazing opportunity to see the world. And it's, I mean, that's the frontier, man. It is.
Yeah,
the ocean
totally.
Is still the last frontier.
No doubt.
You know, you're gonna see stuff out there that very, very few people have the opportunity to witness.
Yeah, well said. Man, we're going to have a great show, Corey. I'm pumped.
We really are. I mean, great conversation and good stuff. And you want to join us, give us a shout. It's nice to have him, Tim, in here and kick off his boots from yesterday's trip and being here fresh. 213-432-1090 is our telephone number here. You want to give us a call or text us via the app. It's only done through the app. Go right on there. It says text the show, and Rick and I will get the messages there. You got something for Tim. You know, maybe you're going on a trip here in the near future, want to know, and only done through the app. Text the show. Make sure you leave your name and telephone number, because at the end of the show, Tim is going to flip a coin, and between the callers and the texters, we're going to give away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. Super cool. Again, having Tim Eckersham in here is pretty cool off the Royal Star. Again, the telephone number, 213-432-1090. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More from Tim Eckersham when we return on Let's Talk Hookup after Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flatfall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flatfall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Dan Landing in Mission Bay is the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Mia. Come see me and our expert staff for everything you need for your next fishing trip, food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of San Diego's finest. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna and people that can help you get set up right. We also have Dougie, one of the best reel repair guys around. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the best rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. We now also have Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, both fresh and saltwater tackle, right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle take 94 to Broadway and Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Don't be the last one to get one, especially now. The new Brutus Pacific Pro from Ace Line Hauler. You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler, so you can get those bugs in the boat. Easy to store and low power draw. The Ace Line Hauler is the highest quality and certainly the best on the market. Just ask a friend that has one. Get the new Brutus Pacific Pro by Ace Line Hauler today. Buy now at better fishing stores near you.
This is Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia, Team Searcher, and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support for the past 40 years. The Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, a fantastic crew, and awesome food. If you are looking for a great fishing adventure, our 2023 schedule is available online now at SearcherSportFishing.com. Call Celia or Aaron in the office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Saturday, November 5th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle, top tackle reps like Aftco with Psycho Pro Fluorocarbon, and incredible deals on Aftco clothing. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
All right, welcome back. Let's Talk Hookup, man. Having so much great conversation. Again, you want to join us? Couple ways to do it. Give us a call. There is one open line. It's yours right now at 213-432-1090. Give us a call there or text us via the app. And we're going to give away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing at the end of the show. Tim's going to flip a coin and go between the texters and the callers.
How cool is that? And what a trip, what a season those guys have had on that Liberty, too. I mean, just you want to talk about – I mean – years ago, you just wouldn't have thought that the fishing that those guys have had would ever be possible on a trip like that. You know, I mean, you jump in a time machine and go back 10 years ago to think about on a trip where you wake up in the morning in your own bed and you come back home and you go to sleep that same day in your own bed. And then day after day after day, those guys, tuna and Dorado and Yellowtail and those epic days they've had at the islands and I mean and big ones, and it's just been what a season that boat and that crew and those guys have had this year.
Right, between them and the guys in the San Diego. I mean,
dude, it's crazy.
Dude, how about that? How about in what was it in is it in June or July? May, somewhere earlier in the season when they had days they had like 25 bluefin, you know, 120 to 170 pounds with some 200 pounds. It looked like the photos of the long range boat, you know, back in the heyday,
yeah,
the northeast end of Clarion. I mean, are you kidding?
I was going to say, how many long range trips have you ran that didn't have that as a total score even? You know what I mean?
A like, lot. Yeah, too many. Yeah.
Yeah, crazy.
I mean, you know, it's just, it's so remarkable. It's funny because I'm looking, and I was going to talk about it today. We added a 3-day trip on our schedule. We had an opportunity, had to adapt our schedule a little bit for a trip after Thanksgiving anyway. Threw on a 3-day trip this year. Friday the 25th of November through Monday the 28th.
Oh,
so
dude,
right after Thanksgiving weekend, the perfect time.
Yeah.
Weekend, right? I mean, ideal. And, you know, generally that time of year we get good weather. There's a lot of Santanas, you know, all this fish available out here, right? 3-day, and the quantity of fish we're seeing still, that I am 100% confident is still going to be there. As it
oh, that, this year it's going into December,
right?
I'll be shocked if it wouldn't.
Right, as it has the last 4 years, yeah, or whatever. But I mean, with the amount of fish that's been out there, anyway, we put this trip online. It's been there for a month and a half now, and last year, the year before, you would have thought, I mean, that thing would have filled instantly.
And
weekend
still,
after Thanksgiving.
Still room.
It's just, it's such a great indication of how incredible the fishing has been that now, you know, the thought of going out there and having an opportunity at a 100, 200 pound bluefin, I mean, it's humdrum, man. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, I'll probably go, you know.
Between that, yeah, and I mean, is there even a possibility that everyone who's really into fishing, that their freezer isn't jam-packed? They probably had to buy another one this year. The larder is packed full.
We ran into this unique issue this last year at the tackle stores. You know, we sell those big, giant kill bags. APCO makes a killer one. Reliable makes you, you know. And there, we've always sold them for skiffs that are going out and catching these big tunas. Now, we can't keep them in stock from guys that are coming back from their long range trips or even their day and a half trips of just like, dude, I don't have cooler space. I don't have enough, like, trip after trip of guys like having to transport multiple 100-pound fish coming home. Like, I need another bag. I need another way to do, you know, like, it's wild how much fish has come home this year.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great thing, too.
It's so cool.
Hey, man, we all know, we talk about, we'll get political, we talk about inflation, talk about the inflation buster. Go out there. Well, seriously, I mean, you go out there on a trip and you catch, you know, what's a day and a half trip now? Or talk about a trip on the Liberty, it's $150, or a day and a half trip, $500, whatever it may be. I mean, it's a great investment. You get a ton of bang for your buck and the fishing, the whole thing, but where can you go?
The product.
Where can you go and spend that kind of money and return with 100 pounds, 50 pounds, yeah, 80 pounds? I mean, that's enough.
But you say that, Tim. Walk into Point Loma Seafood.
Right.
Look at what a premium pound of sashimi grade bluefin,
right,
is.
Yes.
Like, just put yourself
bucks,
in that realm.
$35, whatever it may be. Not that we're trying to attach a price tag.
No,
you, but,
not
but,
at all.
But there is.
But, I mean, yeah, but put it on my end. Okay, I come from a consumer end, I guess, right?
Sure.
So I want to pay my ticket price on the Liberty, $250, $240, whatever it might be, and I'm going to go fishing and catch an 80, 100-pound bluefin, a chance of, and the way they take care of the fish, I mean, it's
sure,
it's not the Royal Star, it's not the RP, but they treat it equally as precious as they would on your boat.
As everyone should. And I think, you know, overall, the majority of the fleet is doing a good job of that, you know, because they recognize the value of that. But, you know, like we were saying, you come back, let's say you get an 80-pounder. Well, that translates into at least 40 pounds of beautiful premium. That's finished product that is grill ready, you know, sashimi ready, yeah, whatever. 40 pounds.
Probably, you know what? Probably more than that for me because I love the collar.
Oh, yeah,
love
the whole belly, yards.
Everything, you know?
Yeah, how long does 40 pounds, how long does 80 pounds of fish last in your freezer? How many meals is that?
I'll let you know, right, when I get
probably,
finished through one. You know,
right,
could,
probably
you, 40, know.
Good, 40 good, you know, meals, yeah, for the family or 25 good meals. What does that translate into?
Totally.
I mean, it's a lot of, it's a lot of value.
Yeah,
a
real
lot.
Deal.
I mean, it's real dollars that you know are staying in one's pocket for, you know, of course, your fishing trip next year, because that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to get that one way or the
yeah,
other.
That's right.
I mean, I'd rather have it on my next trip than you know,
totally.
Buying ground beef in the store.
And I've talked about it on the show before, Tim, and brought praise to you and Randy for really renovating and constructing a whole damn thing that's created within the whole industry here with the RSW and Sean at Fisherman's Processing and taking care of the harvest. And to me, it comes from my soul. It truly does. It's a respect for the fish, for the resource, and for the harvest.
So true.
Yeah,
I felt that way all along.
Yeah.
And
it started with you. That's crazy.
Even when we were younger, you know, like all this fish that we were freezing, I mean, it always, like, at my core, ate at me. It's like, God, we could do better. It's just, you know, there's got to be some way. And in the end, we actually talked about this last time I was on the show. I mean, from a legacy standpoint, because amazingly enough, you know, at 54, you know, you start thinking about this, you know, I mean, time is finite. Father Time's chasing us all down. From a legacy perspective, that is, you know, that our contribution, our lifelong that will last generations, you know, that's our stamp. That's what we transformed this entire industry. We did. You know, look at every single boat now, how they recognize the value of that product, how they take care of that product.
Tim,
and,
it's all the way,
that's our stamp. That's our fingerprint.
All the way down to the half cape boat.
Right.
Seriously.
Exactly.
I mean, that.
I know it.
It's from you right here.
Yeah. And I, you know, I don't go around and crow about it or thump my chest or whatever, but I take a tremendous, tremendous amount of pride in what, and how we advanced, how we evolved this fishery. I mean, we dedicated our life to it, both Randy and I, as young men. You know, I've been doing this since I was 15 years old and on long-range boats since I was 19. And to dedicate that much time and your whole life to something and then have that as a legacy, you know, a reminder to, you know, everyone that steps on one of these boats, whether they're thinking of me or not, they're getting a piece of what we've added in the end product they're walking off the boat with.
And from a consumer end, myself, I grew up at that age fishing with Ray Sobiak. I grew up fishing with Eddie McEwen on the Pacific Queen.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Think about those 20 to 30-pound tuna that we caught in those days. Listen to me. I took, and I worked on the bait boat, so we, you know, Joe Machado, him and I would go out with Eddie McEwen, and we'd jump on the boat, and I'd bring the same twine. I'd have the little loops
to hang them.
To hang them off the clips, honestly. In the gunny sack, I'd make sure I dumped water on that thing and kept it, like, premium the whole trip. And it is a complete revolution in this industry, what you've done. I mean, I've said that on the show without you sitting next to me many, many times. You know, it's just a cool thing. It's something that needs to be recognized and isn't talked about all the time.
It's definitely different than seeing how many tuna cans you end up with at the end of the trip.
Exactly.
That was my personal crusade. And you know,
and you've done it.
I'm sitting here.
I definitely remember the old days. Like, you'd hear the cart coming up and down, and then, like, in the solid motion, the red shirts would lift the gate, and, the, you know, when a 300-pounder would come out, you could feel it in the concrete. Go, boom.
Oh, it's a different world. But thanks to you, Tim.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, hey, there's been some great phone calls are rolling in and some great texts. We're going to start with a text from Gary from Sierra Mesa, and it's kind of right on point with everything you've been talking about. Tim, I've been having a fantastic season. At this point, my freezer is completely full, and I really only have room to kill my personal best bluefin tuna. I want my fish over 200 pounds. How do you go about releasing fish that have eaten a knife jig or a flat fall? I don't want to stop fishing. Is it possible to release during the trip? Could you comment on all those things? Gary in Sierra Mesa.
I'll comment on the flat fall thing. I do not see that as, I mean, other than cutting the line, which you don't want to do. I mean, that's a really tall order. Those things, number one, holy smokes, you know, the way we rig those things, they're just festooned with hooks. I mean, for God's sake, you got it. Like, and they, you know, half the time they swallow them all the way to the gut. I mean, you're having to perform major surgery to get the thing extracted from Gary, that one, I am a never say never guy, and there's a will, there's a way, et cetera, et cetera. That one, you probably got me.
Coming home.
I mean, yeah, that you get one of those, especially a bigger one, you get them on that jig, and I mean, 1 out of 10 times you can see the hooks on the outside of their mouth and the corner of the mouth. Okay, that one we can probably, we turn the gaff around and go opposite directions and remove the hook.
Shake them off.
But I would say if you wanted to release it, you could go out there and put one hook on the bottom of the jig, and that would, there's a good chance if you got them in the corner of the mouth or the top of the mouth and the lip, like if we can see the hook and it's not, buried deep in the thing, we can release them. We released a lot of fish on jigs down below. We released a lot of them on the tagging trips, just a simple one hook job. To explain it, you put the bend of the gaff in the bend of the hook, and you put the rod tip down, and we pull opposite directions. A lot of times the hook will come out that way. So there's a possible solution, but, again, from what I've seen, those flat falls and the sinkers and everything else with all those hooks on them, you got them.
Yeah, you own that one. And
you own it, and you can share it with somebody.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Totally.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that would be stoked to have that. I mean, even with as incredible as the fishing has been, when you're fishing for those big ones, it's still trophy hunting. You know, I mean, not necessarily everybody's got one all the time, every time when you're fishing those real big ones. And, man, I'm sure I don't know that there's almost ever a time when somebody wouldn't be stoked to take an extra one to fill their freezer up with.
Yep, that's what I'd say.
Sure.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, hey, Gary, appreciate the text very much. Let's keep rolling through it. Another great one came through. This one was from John in Chula Vista. Tim, it seems that every year somebody comes up with a different way to catch bluefin. What do you think is the best way right now to get connected and stay connected to a large bluefin? Sinker rigs, fly line, knife jigs, etc. What do you say?
I don't think there is a best in that suite of options. I think all of those are potentially effective, obviously, depending on the circumstance. Daytime, those sinker rigs, how about the drop shot versus the rubber band, just the traditional
totally.
Style? I mean, that to me is this year's big addition to the arsenal. And we've done a lot of both now. We were probably a little behind the ball on the drop shot rig, and I
which is so crazy, right?
Yeah, I thought, oh man, we've been just getting our rear ends handed to us here. Well, we started using it, and we weren't. It's about 50-50. I mean, we get them on them, but we get them on the other way too still. But it's just another thing to add. How about the darn just rigging up a torpedo.
Oh, the torpedo sinker, yeah.
The torpedo sinker
with a
treble hook on the bottom and. And,
that's again, crazy, seriously.
And they work great.
Yeah.
They work fantastic.
Doesn't have to be glow, no glow,
no,
not,
just
nothing.
A regular sinker. Do you know how many times, here's a classic. I think I might have told this story on here one time. This was going back into the 90s. We had good fishing on big bluefin back in the 90s also, really good from, 93, 94 all the way through 2004, really. But there was a period in 94 to 98, 99 where there was schools of those big ones, like 150 to 170 pounders. Anyway, I was, we were amidst a bite. Somebody had a giant backlash in the reel. So, it was a 50W. I remember I ran to the cabinet. I grabbed the 10-ounce sinker, hooked it on the hook, and dropped it down. I straightened his line out in the downwind side of the boat. Ooh, he's on. Right? We got it. It was 175-pounder.
Wow. And this was just to pull the backlash and straighten the line back out.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Wow.
Right? So we get back, and I remember tribute to Steve Loomis. Loomis was at the dock when we got in, and we were offloading fish, and I told him, I said, yeah, it's classic. I said, it's straightened the line out on this one, and thing ate it. We got it. It was like 175 pounder. He looks at me, he goes, did you do it again?
Yeah.
I said, did you try another one? I was looking at him, I was like, no, he didn't try another one. He was a fluke. And I said, how would he know? And he was right.
Yeah, I'm stoked with Stevie right now to see all these fish coming on sinker.
Exactly.
Not just the fact that it needs it, but that would make Loomis so happy seeing a $60 hot rod, painted jig, perfect leader, hooks everywhere, as tricked out as could possibly be, and then seeing a guy next to him catching one on a torpedo sinker. Nothing would make Loomis more happy than that.
Yeah, and it's situational for sure, but I can tell you from my experience this year, those sinkers outfished the hot rod jigs like 3-1.
Isn't that crazy?
How is that a thing?
Like,
how is that possible,
right?
Dude?
I have to ask, is it daytime, nighttime?
Nighttime only. Nighttime, yeah. And my sense is that it's how those things sink. They get down into the zone really fast. There's no flutter. There's no, like, they sink straight down.
They go.
You know, when we hit those schools at night, a lot of times you'll get swim throughs sometimes when you're drifting along, but most of the time, you know, you hit a school and it's like you have like a window of a minute, 2 minutes where they're really thick under the boat. And those sinker rigs, because they get down into the zone so fast, you know, they're the first things that those things see, and you know,
boom, got a bite.
Exactly. Especially the guys that, as you're sliding in, the anglers, that they'll actually go up to the bow, like the old traditional sinker style fishing. They go up to the bow and sling the jig up there forward, maybe 20 or 30 feet. So as the boat's sliding forward, they're walking back down.
Sinking
the rail.
Down. They're not getting scoped out.
Right. They're down there at 250 feet. By the time they're halfway down the side, you know, they're already in the zone. Like, we're getting bites on the slide like that.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But instead of it being a 20-pound albacore, it's a 180-pound blueprint.
Right, exactly.
That's so cool.
Or a 30-pounder, or a 70-pounder.
Right, yeah.
Or a 90-pounder. Which, I mean, this is yet again, and just yet another amazing example of this season is all of that fish is mixed. We the number of times we caught a 30-pounder and a 200-pounder in the same stop,
crazy.
I can't even remember. So, you know, you always have to fish heavy.
Fish heavy.
You got to fish heavy.
Sure,
you
that's cool.
Going back to you know, what rig is best, there isn't a best. You just have to, you have to be ready to adapt on the fly, you know, pay attention to what's going on around you. And I think it's a lot more about the method at the time than the actual rig.
And that nighttime thing, it kind of makes sense to me, right? Like, you think it's sinking out super fast, but if you pinned a hot sardine on, it's about the same speed that's peeling off the spool, really, if you think about it. Yeah,
yeah.
Roughly the same.
Yeah.
And then we talked about it a couple weeks ago, and the way that's sinking at night and the phosphorescence, the bioluminescence moving out of the way is creating kind of a glow atmosphere for that moving through the water.
The
disturbance.
That's right.
Those things make their living seeing things in the dark. They don't need glow. They don't need this. They're real good at it.
Yeah.
They're real good at it.
That big old eye.
Yeah. Hey, let's find out what's going on down south. We're going to head down to Rancho Llanero. John Ireland is on the line this morning. Good morning, John. Yo, John. Looks like we might have lost John there.
John's gone.
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hook Up. More of your phone calls and a whole lot more with Captain Tim. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hook Up app.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen, for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reel. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With extreme cranking power and Shimano's super free spool for the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, we're having so much fun, and lines are completely full, but our number here is 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app. We've had so many texts coming through, and we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty, and we're going to have Tim flip the coin at the end of the show.
Yeah, man.
Between the callers and texters.
Today's been a lot of fun. Phones have been absolutely packed solid. We had the I had the screen down there, so I left poor John on hold for a long time.
Sorry, John.
Which is why when I say, yeah, my bad, John. Yeah. But we're having a lot of fun here this morning. And speaking of fun, we're going to find out what's biting on the water, Corey. Time for the catch report.
It is. And, man, talk about gas prices. Get the low, low, low gas prices for your car, truck, and trailer boat only at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Get California fishing licenses 24 hours a day. You can get your beer, soda, snacks, and still, I can't believe it, man. 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of 35-gallon purchase only at Summit Gasoline. Go in and say hello to the manager, Martha, man. She's a smile worth saying hello to, and the friendly staff, and so much more than the low prices on gas and your free ice. It's an easy in and out with your boat trailer, only at Summit Gasoline. It's at San Diego Sports Arena.
That's such a rad promotion.
It is.
You got a skiff. Why would you
100 pounds?
The fuel's cheaper, and you get 100 pounds of free ice. Like, yeah, those guys are rad, no doubt. Well, hey, let's find out what's fighting. Let's head on up to Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
We're doing excellent. What's going on up at Dana War?
Good, man. Hey, you know, we just had I would just call it a classic week of, fall fishing. I'd say the clean water that we have through our stretch, we've had a good little push it downhill, and the water is kind of like was the standout player for our week. You know, just super clean, 70 degrees, pretty consistent. So with that, the bass action on our half-day trips was, it was pretty fun fishing. Obviously, everything wasn't to, legal-sized fish, but, pretty dang good fishing for our half-day guys. I'd say the live bait fish the best. With the cleaner water, a little hard to get those fish to bite a rubber lure when the water's really clean. But it was still fun fishing nonetheless. Some nice sheephead and some other bottom biters for those guys on the sinker setups at the bottom. We had some light loads, so there was plenty of room. So it was a good time to hop on a half-day boat for sure. Three-quarter day, we're still kind of out in that deeper zone for the rockfish. Good mixed bag on that stuff, the bacacho, the reds, whitefish, sculpin. Guys fishing like the 80-gram sniper jig this week. That fished really well, too, because a lot of that fish was up in the water column. Good amount of bait out in that zone, so that fish is up off the bottom, kind of roaming around through that bait midwater. And then, the current wasn't too bad down the coast there, so the guys fishing the lighter sinkers, the 6-8-ounce sinkers, were having no problem getting their baits into that zone as well. And then on the inside there, that Camp Pendleton zone, the bass action was good there, too. That same good water in on the beach there as well, so that played out good for those guys that wanted to get in on some bass. So we kind of split in our time, a little bit of time out in the morning catching that cod, and then in on the beach to keep tabs on that bass water in the afternoons. And then offshore and over at Clemente, the Fury, he had more tuna and yellowtail in their counts at the beginning of the week. Get some good fishing at Clemente on the bottom fish, rockfish, whitefish. The yellows were a bit down over there this week. No big hits on that stuff, and the wind has him tied to the dock today. But he'll be back out there tonight fishing for tomorrow, and they do have space leaving Monday night fishing Tuesday he's about half full. So if you guys are looking for an easy trip, get over to the island. It looks like some really good weather over there Tuesday. That would be a good thing to hop on as well. So good fishing across the board. Just like I said, classic fall fishing here. So if you guys want to hop on a trip, call and make a reservation. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us on the web, too, at DanaWharf.com.
Awesome, man. Great fishing to be had, Willie. Like you said, classic week and more of it in front of us. We hope it just keeps rolling and keep having that good fishing. Somebody wants to come join you one more time, shoot us the phone number to book a reservation.
Cool. Our number here, 949-496-5794, or you can link us right there through the Let's Talk Hookup page again, DanaWharf.com.
Awesome. Thanks, Willie. Appreciate a great report. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, boys. Have a great week. See ya.
Appreciate that very much. All right. Now let's head on down to Cedro Sport Fishing and talk to our buddy Jeff. Jeff, what's going on at Cedro's?
Good morning, everyone. How are we doing?
We're doing good. Excellent.
Good, good. Hey, we're coming to the end of the season. It's been a fantastic year down there at the island, especially now with the two lodges. And, you know, we're ready to do a reset. Everybody down there is a little bit tired after working, 24/7 for 7 months, 6 months. But fantastic fishing still. We've got three more trips, I think, still going down there. There's a couple of spots that are still open for somebody who wants to squeeze in a great value on a trip. And, go get an experience of a lifetime fishing from an island, fishing on pongas, fishing with experienced people, and getting down there and catching dorado, yellowtail, bass, halibut, grouper, all on the same day on the same ponga. You know, you can't get that anywhere else. So, right now, we're Rosie's got the schedule up for 2023, and I suggest if you're thinking about going, get a hold of her. It's filling up quick, and I'm not joking about that. That's something that happened this year. The prime spots went real early, and they're happening again. So if somebody's out there and wants to take advantage of something that, once in maybe in a lifetime that you want to try, or, get back down there again if you've been down there with us before, get on the phone and give Rosie a call.
Right on. Well, certainly some great opportunities, and like you say, definitely not too early to book your spot for next year. Great fishing, Jeff. Appreciate a great report, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Yeah, if you want to get a hold of Rosie, reach out to her on her cell phone at 619-772-7570, and she'll take down your information, then take your deposit, and get you on next year's trips.
Awesome. Great job, buddy. Appreciate it, Jeff, very much, and we will look forward to talking to you again next Sunday. Thanks, Jeff.
You got it. Take care.
All right. Appreciate that. Well, while we're waiting for our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, to come rolling in, we had another great text come through from John and Mira Mesa. It says, Tim, on RSW, I got some questions. Are you able to save the Dorado? Do Dorado keep as well as the tuna and yellowtail? And then also, just a general RSW statement, how long can you keep fishing there before they need to be frozen?
Good questions. Yeah.
Yes, on the Dorado. They hold great. Typically, we prefer catching them on the back end of the trip,
mm-hmm.
Because if they slide around on the bottom, they're pretty delicate, and they'll show the effect if there's any kind of movement whatsoever, which there's very little if you're doing it right. But we do prefer to get them on the back end. In general, the industry standard for that RSW, if you maintain it at like 31, not higher, 30 to 31, you got 2 weeks. We prefer... like 10 days, 8 days. The bigger the fish, the bigger tuna hold better for that longer period of time. We've had fish as long as 2 weeks, like on Clipperton trips, and it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. But again, we found that like 10, 12 days, that's a better maximum, just keep it a little bit under. Again, the Dorado, just because they're more delicate, we like to catch them later in the trip. But the whole key to that, the premium product, and especially for the longer period of time, again, is to keep that temperature in that 30 to 31 degree range. Seawater doesn't freeze till 28 because of the salinity. So if you keep it in that range, and that's what on Royal Star, the way we have our system set up, we've got a real advantage, and that's why our product is so consistently premium, is that each one of our tanks, we're actually able to regulate each individual tank. by...
You don't have a single thermostat for all your cold water.
That's right. And we don't cycle our system on a thermostat. We actually, we regulate the amount of refrigerant going to each tank. So once we get it to... We can throttle it back way, way back. So once it gets into that semi-freezing range, if it gets... Because I won't get too far in the weeds here, but the temperature of your evaporator is colder than whatever the surrounding media is.
Sure.
Because you got refrigerant running through it. Well, you know what? Especially with the freezing temp, the seawater being 28, in order to get it to 30, you really have to got to throttle it way, way back. Otherwise, it'll get too cold.
Of course. You'll start
making ice on your coils or your inside your evaporator, et cetera. So the long and short of it is, we can throttle it back so it comes down super slow when you get into that critical, and then we maintain it there. Like once we get it to that temp, we just pinch it back to where it stays there. And if you catch a bunch of fish, throw it in there, add a bunch of heat, you just open it up.
Yeah, open the valve, pour it in.
And as soon as it gets back down to temp, you just close it back up and you get it to that point. So our tanks hold at 30. Or at 31. They don't go up to 34 or 36, and then the machine kicks on, and it comes down to 32 and kicks off, and then it comes up to 34. And, you know, it doesn't
cycle. Constant.
It stays in that range.
And keeping it at 30, 31, the fish will never freeze.
They don't freeze.
Yeah.
Exactly. The eye might cloud a little bit, but it's not frozen. You know, when it comes out of there, they're firm. They're intact, rigid.
Super cold.
They're just beautiful. I mean, the number of times, you know, we've offloaded fish, somebody will walk by and go, oh, those are frozen. No, those are perfect.
That's cool.
And you can really tell the difference. Come down and watch Royal Star unload. Our fish are, they're firm. Again, they're coming out of the hatch, and they're not rigid like a board, but they're super firm.
They're as firm as they get.
But if you offload at 32 or 33 degrees, 34 degrees, they're like rubber. You know, they're gummy.
They're too soft.
They're gummy. They're not too soft, and it's not like it's going bad. Okay. I mean, 32, 34, but telling you that.
The difference in 1 or 2 degrees.
Difference,
wow.
Yeah, 1 or 2 degrees makes. It's profound, and that's what gives you that extra time. If your product, you know, you want to hold something at RSW for 8 days or 10 days, 7 days, it's going to be like exponentially better than the end quality product if you're holding your fish at 30 degrees, 31, rather than 33, 32, 34.
Ben, I just lost my train of thought. I was so into that.
It's all about fish care and that rubbery. So, like, when I take a tuna home from the private boat and it's in that rubbery condition, they don't flay as clean.
That's right.
If I keep it on ice overnight and they become that firm, what you're talking about, God, it cut like butter and everything comes
exactly
out
right.
I'm embarrassed. I lost my train of thought there. What I was going to ask was how much fish does it take going into the hold to affect a temperature change?
It's actually, it would surprise the daylights out of you because, like, our tanks, they hold out. Well, the side tanks hold 1,450 gallons of water. So just circulating seawater at 30 degrees, that seawater alone pulls so much heat out of the fish. We'll add, say, a ton of fish. We have a stop on yellowfin tuna. They're 20-pounders. We get 100 of them in a stop, right? We throw it in there. The temperature comes up 2 or 3 degrees.
Yeah.
It comes up 2 or 3 degrees, right?
Interesting.
And then... If we go, even if we just leave it, you know, we don't even add more gas to it to drop that temp.
Knock it down.
2 hours, it's already back.
Really?
Down.
Okay. Yeah. I am surprised.
Like if we have an extraordinary stop, let's say we have a stop on you know 70 to 100 pounders and we catch 60 of them, or you know we catch 4,000 pounds, which you know sounds like a lot. But you know, doesn't take that long.
That's a couple of rounds for everybody.
Right.
You know,
two fish apiece or three fish apiece, so you can catch that much pretty quick. Over the course of 2 or 3 hours, the temperature might come up to say 36, and we go down there. We don't wait until it comes up. Like we see what's going on. We go down there, start adding. That fish will be back down to 30 degrees in an hour.
That's cool. Like
the whole thing.
That's cool.
It doesn't come up as much as you think.
Yeah.
I mean,
I would have thought more.
If you're in, let's say you're fishing in 75 degree water. Typical core temp of a tuna is like 3 to 5 degrees. Above the ambient water temp, they're warm blooded. So you're adding a hell of a lot of heat to that tank. You know?
Yeah, you're putting a bunch of 80-degree, you know, 80-degree bars in
That's
there.
That's exactly right. Or, you know, you're putting 4,000 pounds of 75-degree... you know, mass into a tank that's holding 1,400 gallons of water, and it displaces that water as it's going out of there. But if you have adequate refrigeration, and that's the second part of our equation, each tank we've got, so basically they hold like 4 tons of fish if you just put, you know, straight packed fish in there. We've got 10-ton chillers in each tank.
Oh, wow.
And the refrigeration to support that. So we went over, not by one time, we went over
two and a half times.
Yeah, to make sure that we have that adequate refrigeration, that no matter what we catch, how fast we catch it, I mean, we've got major capacity.
You pour it on them.
Yeah, we light it up and keep those things in that range. There's what we have discovered, and we got a lot of practice at this, as you can imagine. There was some trial and error in the beginning. The thing that is detrimental to quality the most is for that temperature to go up and down.
Like that would be the worst thing.
Yeah, it just doesn't, you know, you don't want to bring that fish up after it's been in there for 4 days. You don't want the temperature of the tank to go up to 38 and then come down to 32 and then go back up to 40 and then come back, you know, that's what really
that fluctuation would be a nightmare.
You'll see it in the end quality of the product.
Right, yeah. Interesting. Wow, all this great talk and all this good stuff. And, hey, when we come back, we've got Mike from the Tribute on hold. We're going to get right back to you, Mike, when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup after Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more. Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one. Over 20 tackle manufacturers reps like Shimano and PowerPro. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best rod and reel for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Tranks 500 and a Shimano Terramar 98 rod and show your surface iron casting skill. You'll see the perfect rod to handle tough fish is Terramar from Shimano. The secret? TC4 blank construction. Match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500 reel. The X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. It's our biggest sale of the year, Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, accessories, and more. Saturday, November 5th.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target. The expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
The Islander out of Fisherman's Landing has some exciting news. Due to a recent schedule change, they have added several new trips September through November. The Islander has been sold out all season, so now you have the opportunity to get on a day and one half or 3-day trip now in prime time aboard one of the top boats in the fleet. All trips include fantastic meals, stateroom accommodations, and a top-notch fishing experience. Book your fall trip now on the Islander at fishermanslanding.com.